Good day and welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio.
We welcome Maysville Mayor David Cartmell onto The Front Page. Mayor Cartmell, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Well, the one thing that we were talking about a moment ago, when you drive around this region of the state, so many of the downtowns have a lot of empty storefronts. They're trying to find businesses to come in, but that's not been a problem in Maysville, and I guess everybody's wondering what you do right.
Well, I'll tell you, we try to spend most of our resources, available resources, on our downtown. And over the years, we've had some pretty good grants. And I really think Kentucky's governors have done a good job in creating access to funds, especially with Renaissance and Main Street programs, Main Street grants. And I think they recognize, like Paul Patton recognized, that if you have an existent Main Street, I mean, something that wasn't torn down over the years, that he kind of wanted to celebrate it. And of course, we were the beneficiaries of that two different times. Once at Old Washington, where we were able to bury the utilities and do the archaeological work, and also downtown Maysville. And that was, a really 6 to 8 block stretch. And it just went on from there. People, once we replaced the old lines and and put down brick streets, the buildings started to fill up, and then the restoration started. So, we've been fairly lucky that as partners with the state, even partners with Governor Beshear, and with our contingent in Washington. I'll just tell you, you put together a good project like our Cox Building, which we turned into a culinary school for the community and technical college. You put together a good project, and you can get funding. And Senator McConnell was most gracious to help us with that. And, I mean, I'll have to say with the Maysville Community and Technical College in Morehead, they pitched a good program, and now they're getting they've got a really good satellite facility over there.
Well, this is something, as you mentioned, it didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of work, and it took a lot of money to get this going.
Right, and it takes constant I want to say vigilance. I can't, of course, the ad districts do such a wonderful job in Kentucky, and going out there and searching for grants and everything, but we had so much to work with because of our those that came before me. I mean, I've only been mayor for 20 years, but before that, there were a group of folks that really cared enough to save. And if buildings came up for sale, they bought them and rented them cheap until somebody came along with an idea. And so all of a sudden, we're blossoming in downtown. And I mean, I think it's smart to save old buildings, because the University of Kentucky School of Architecture used to come here during the spring with their classes, and they used to say, "Well, there's so many missing, or there's not many missing teeth here, architecturally speaking. There's so many styles, and they're irreplaceable styles. They're wonderful craftsmanship, and of course, there's a cultural significance here. So, I mean, we're thrilled with our downtown. It's kind of a, I guess it's a handsome reminder of its past. So, we just decided to be, to create an honest dialogue with the folks downtown, and we told them we were gonna spend what money we had, trying to revitalize it. And my mother was actually a city planner. She attended the University of Cincinnati, and she used to be famous for saying, "Without a downtown, there is no town." And I think that's kind of our mantra now.
What's interesting is that things have changed from what they used to be in, say, the 60s or 70s, and the time, of course, leading up to that, where the downtown was the central business district. That's where things are happening. And, of course, as we got better and better infrastructure in this area with better highway systems, a lot of shopping centers started to spring up around those major highways, which caused some of the downtowns to lose some of their stores and decay just a little bit. But I think you told me something very interesting about the philosophy you have up in Maysville regarding the fact that you do have shopping centers by, say, the AA highway and on the outskirts of town, but they seem to play off one another well when we talk about those shopping centers and the downtown area.
Well, I agree with what we had a retailer one time tell me that, oh, well, you know, we hope that that a Walmart Supercenter comes here because it makes a retail killing zone. You know, people, so many people come to Walmart that they'll come to other stores. And, you know, we have found that way. We found that with downtown. Once you get two or three niche stores down there and a coffee shop and a restaurant, people start coming down here. And on Saturdays and Sundays, you can, you know, you can walk the streets. Maysville's a very walkable city. And we just had a two-bridge run down here with the Rotary Club. You know, we went across the old Simon Kenton Bridge, which was 1931, and across the, and back across the William Harsha Bridge, which we opened in 2001. And, I mean, it just, it makes, we had, I want to say, nearly 300 people. And I bet there weren't 50 Maysville people in it. They came as far away, well, Michigan and Louisiana. I mean, it's just, it's become such a destination. And I mean, that's something we've promoted.
At the same time, you've had this idea, and you told me the other day about this, that you want to make downtown the bustling place it was back in the 1960s, but you're doing it in a different way. It's not the same types of shops downtown that you used to have in the 1960s.
No, the staples are gone. You know, I mean, the big boxes of the 50s, I remember my grandmother was mayor here, and she cut the ribbon on G.C. Murphy on their new building in 1951. And that building has been vacant for years and has just started up now as a flower shop. And, I mean, it's a big flower shop. But there's another shop coming in with it. I mean, I have heard. So, and we just opened a custom dress shop on Saturday. I cut the ribbon there. There's a deli downtown. We put up some money to help. We wanted a green grocer. We didn't have a gas station in the Central Business District for years. And, you know, we found somebody who knew something about the law, the cleanup laws, and, you know, and a local gentleman bought the gas station and opened it up, and now it's kind of a hypermarket, you know, Quick Stop, whatever. But at least you can get food downtown now. And then we did get a little greengrocer after that. So, you know, people now are coming downtown.
Do you feel, though, that Maysville does have some inherent advantages in the sense that you're right there on the Ohio River? I mean, it's a very scenic place, and you've got all those old historic buildings, and that's something maybe some other places don't have.
That's true. I mean, we have done a good job, or my predecessors did a good job in saving buildings and keeping, and you know, when the administrative office of the court came here, I noticed around Kentucky when I was president of the League of Cities, I tried to visit several hundred. I ended up going to probably 100 cities. So many cities moved they got money for new courthouses, and they moved them out of the downtown. And then they moved their libraries out of the downtown. Well, all of a sudden, the flow of people is not downtown anymore. We built our new courthouse within 200, 300 feet of the old one. And we kept our new library downtown. And, you know, when you do that, you keep the legal services, you keep restaurants, you keep those institutions that feed the lawyers and the bankers. And I mean, you know, what it does is it keeps people on the street. And then you have your special events, you know, like our Wine Fest and our Pig Out, and which replaced our Rosemary Clooney concert. And, you know, they kind of put, we've got a downtown hotel, and, you know, it puts that kind of, those are opportunities to put heads in the beds, you know, So I mean, it's good for everybody. And then your community renaissance feeds off the hotel tax. So I mean, everybody benefits.
I was going to ask you about that downtown hotel. They've talked about that here in Moorhead being critical as we talk about rebuilding this downtown and continuing the momentum that's in Moorhead. How important is it to have a downtown hotel, say, in Maysville?
Well, that was I think that was the start of our real renaissance. I mean, you get, 65 rooms downtown, especially, well, like for Moorhead, a university town. I would think as many people come in there, the academics and visiting folks, that would be they don't have to be on the interstate. We have four or five hotels on the hill, but we also have a big hotel downtown, and I'll tell you, it's successful.
And another big project that's going on right now, or maybe it has already started, is the refurbishment of the historic train depot.
Yes, they're working. Matter of fact, they were working down there Saturday night when I was there. They're really trying to get it done, and we have a kind of a partnership with Amtrak, and I think that building was probably built in 1908 and did not yet have handicapped accessible bathrooms. So Amtrak is stepping up and doing that. And, I mean, sometimes you have to make a deal where it costs a little bit of money. We're going to have to maintain that station once they restore it, and that's fine with us because in order to get our bridge lights back, they've got the LED lighting now on our bridge. And they said, well, we'll light the bridge, but you have to maintain it. So, we're spending some money to make it a desirable place to visit.
Mayor Cartmell, it's always great to talk to you. We appreciate your time today on the Front Page.
Well, thank you for asking.
Again, that's Maysville Mayor David Cartmell on the Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz, the host of the show. We'll be back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Moorhead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Moorhead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.